Sandy Patty and Blessed Assurance at 7:30, time now for the official start of the Gospel Music Buffet. As I always started with the Lord's Prayer, Phil Driscoll. Amen. That's the way we always open up the show, with Phil Driscoll and the Lord's Prayer. It's 7:35. Got a couple of folks listening already, and I'm going to give some shout-outs. Coming up very shortly. In the meantime, here's Brian Free and Assurance. All I Know. And Assurance and All I Know. Well, let me give some shout outs. I know these folks are listening because they have let me know they're listening. And that's one of the best bass singers to ever come out of our area. And that's Brother Barry Flatt listening down in Russell Springs. I think that's where you're located, Barry. If I got that wrong, I apologize, brother. And a big shout out to Judy Merritt listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And also thank you, Judy, for sharing our link to the program. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless you, Barry. And God bless Roddy and Suzanne Boston. He has blessed us with their friendship, even though we've never met in person. They become friends through Facebook and listening to our shows, and we love them both dearly. They are outside enjoying the fire and the cool breeze down in Boyd, Texas. My goodness, isn't technology wonderful? I think Sue Estes is listening too. So I want to do a shout-out to Sue Estes in Eubank, Kentucky, one of the faithful listeners and prayer warriors of the program. Here are the Kingsmen. I will rise up from my grave.
With my last day.
Kingsman, I will rise up from my grave. Here are the cathedrals, and hard trials will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross that over to Chile, Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, I'll wear the pale crown of glory. I'll shout and tell the happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. Heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon higher ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired,
hard trials will soon be
so
over,
so tired,
hard trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
I love the cathedrals, and so do most of my listeners, especially Judy Merritt down in Somerset, Kentucky. Claude Davis, brother Claude Davis, who has a 3-octave range, by the way. I've got two great bass singers listening tonight, brother Barry Flatt down in Russell Springs, and brother Claude Davis listening all the way down in Nashville. And Claude's vocal range, I mean, a 3-octave range, that's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, that's just fantastic. Quite a talented guy, and you're going to see that right now. This is one of my favorite songs by Claude. It's called Holy Ground.
Take me to the River Jordan, so very far away. I want to walk in the garden where Jesus prayed. I want to follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee. I want to be there on that hillside where he died for me.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. What would you give if you could have been there when the angels roll that rock away and seen the everlasting radiance of a light much brighter than the sun upon his face? Oh, would you follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee? On that hillside where he died for you and me.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear
that heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're still standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. Yes, you're standing on holy ground.
Isn't that pretty? Brother Claude Davis and Holy Ground. I had a request for this song by Greater Vision called My Name is Lazarus, and that's going out to Roddy and Suzanne Boston down in Boyd, Texas.
Four men brought a crippled man to Jesus. Still and lifeless he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he
he was just a baby, still he longed to become a normal man. And now we don't know much about the men that carried the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say.
Suppose that first man said, "I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind. He made me see, and there's no doubt about it. But this man's needs are more serious than mine."
Suppose that second man said, "No need to bother. This man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame."
Suppose that third man said, "I hate to question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see."
Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud.
He said, "My name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death, divine touch. My name is Lazarus. My name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. I'm a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus.
That's Greater Vision. Yeah, woo! My name is Lazarus. Hope you got a blessing from that. And I want to do another shout-out to Sue Estes and Don Estes over in Eubank, Kentucky, in case she didn't get the first one. Sue, God bless you. Thank you so much for all your encouragement and all your prayers, and thanks for tuning in. Here's Gold City, by your grace, for your glory.
Where would I be without your love? What kind of a life would I be guilty of if not for your redeeming hand that reached so low to raise me up and let me stand by your
Gold City, by your grace, for your glory. Here's a triumphant quartet, Love Came Calling. Quartet and Love Came Calling. You know, this next song is called Help Me Lord, and I think I've been asking a lot for that lately with all the bad weather we've been having, a couple little health things going on, and I know he's always there, you know. But here are the King Demands.
Now I'm begging you, please now. nobody but you, Lord,
can give me up and help me out. Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to be an example.
Lord, what you can do.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Never to fail you.
Make
me a witness who's faithful and true.
One who's faithful and true.
When the devil would deceive me, try to defeat me with weapons of war. Don't let me give in
now.
I know we can win now.
I know we can win now.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
There's no other comforting friend who bears every burden, sees it through to the end.
Sees it through to the end.
When I face temptation,
nobody but you, Lord, can get me up and help me out.
When my troubles put me under, make me wonder what I'm living for.
Higher, higher.
That's the Hoppers and Stepping on the Clouds. It's 8 minutes past eight. I'm sending this song out to Sue and Don Estes because they certainly have been through the fire. Here's Jason Crane.
Come on up here, family. This song goes right along with it. Hey. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the pew would not be hard to deny. You got to see the family. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said, remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Oh, many times and trials, weakness blurs my vision, then my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I never had to stand or test alone, no. But when I look at all the victories, I'm reminded that all God's done for me. Through the fire, my weakness is made strong. Come on, let's sing. Yeah. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never said help would always come in time. Oh, just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, when the adversary says give in, just hold on, hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again.
Here are the Martins.
You the decision and a possible mistake. But the will of God won't lead you where the grace of God can't keep you, and you will never be out of His care. Remember that the Lord's already there. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. You are and see lightning in the sky. Oh, but God can work His wonders through a still small voice inside. So keep listening and learning and continue.
That's the Martins, Wherever You Are, and Suzanne Boston down in Boyd, Texas, says that's one of her favorite songs to sing in church. God bless you, Suzanne. And it is a beautiful song. I love the Martins, everything they do. Now, here's one from Legacy 5's big award-winning album. It's called That's What Makes Believers Believe.
Like nothing else could do. A baby's cry, a warm sunrise, a sinner's prayer. Oh, I can't deny that there's a God who cares for me and you. It's the hope that dwells within you when you thought all hope was gone. Unexpected, but it helps you carry on. Is the whisper deep inside your heart that says, come follow me. That's what makes believers believe. That's what makes believers believe.
just the nick of time and cradled you with love. The peace it brought, the faith it taught, and helped you stand when you could not. It was more than you could dream of. It's the hope that dwells within you when you fall. Says, come follow me. That's what makes believers believe. That's what makes believers believe. I could never count the reasons, but I know that God, has spoken to my soul.
And that's what makes believers believe. Isn't that just a great song? They got a great album. In fact, I think it was last month or the month before was awarded the Southern Gospel Album of the Month or the year, maybe. I can't remember, which is pretty common for me. But Matt Fouch, the bass singer, goes to church in Somerset, Kentucky, my old hometown down in Somerset. And goes to Oak Hill Baptist Church with a couple of folks I know very well, my beautiful cousin Sue Lockard and Jan Wilson, who both go to church with him. They say he's a great guy, and he's my friend on Facebook. I love his videos and his live shows and just everything. I love these folks, too, to the moon and back, Jeff and Sherry Easter. I've been touched.
I was heavy burdened. The hand of Satan had me bound. Called on Jesus, and he had compassion on me. When his love came rushing in, and he took away my sins, I was changed. Satan knew I'd been
Jeff and Sherry Easter, I've been touched. It's 8:24. And I played this young lady. Well, she's not that young anymore. She'll always be young to me and precious. And I called her an angelic figure on stage when she gets up there, and she still is. She used to sing with the Crusades. And anyways, Billy Graham Crusades, that's where she got her start back in the 70s. And just a precious, precious thing. And that's Evie Turnquist. And she just goes by Evie now. This is called Give Them All. Oh, I want to do a shout out to Stephanie Preston. Stephanie Preston, God bless you. She said she just got here. She's been out of town. Well, welcome for the duration of the program. Here's Evie.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, broken toys,
just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy.
Just give them all to Jesus, 'cause He will turn them into joy.
He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain.
He never said there'd be no rain.
He only promised us a heart full of singing.
A heart full of singing.
About the very thing that once brought pain.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams.
That's Evie and Give Them All. Here's one I haven't played before in a program. The group is Cana's Voice. It's called At Midnight. Listen to the words.
It's dark and cold. Desperate for the dawn to break. Your faith is low, and you don't know how much more your heart can take. But miracles are made in the waiting. So keep believing, keep praying. This world
tells you that you should. Keep trusting God, He's working all things for your good. Don't doubt in darkness what He's shown you in the night, 'cause the brightest stars will shine at midnight. You know His ways, His hand, His grace. But fear has gripped your heart somehow. Your cries are heard. You have His word. Why would He forsake you now? But miracles are made in the waiting. So keep believing, keep praying. Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope when this world tells you that you should. Keep trusting God is working all things for your good. Don't doubt in darkness what He's shown you in the light, 'cause the brightest stars will shine at midnight. So hold on, your day will come. Your joy is rising with the morning.
That song, Cana's Voice at Midnight, 8:32. Here are the Perrys. Keep on.
Are you tired and distressed, weary saint in need of rest? There are storms walk through, but they won't last.
the Perrys, and Keep On. Great message in that one, too. It's about 8:34. I want to do a quick shout-out to Sharon and Vic Crane, and a big God bless you to you both. Tuning in from Simi Valley, California. Is that right? Did I get your town right? I'm doing like umpteen things here at the studio. Sometimes I forget. If I do, please forgive me. But welcome, Sharon and Vic. God bless you both. Here's Ivan Parker. This is How We Know.
To feel your gentle nearness, to rest in sweet forgiveness, and your warm embrace. This is how we know grace. To find in you a refuge, to simply trust and let you calm the angry sea. This is how we know peace. The sacrifice, the highest price that only you could pay. This is how we know love, not because we first loved you, but because you first loved us, even in our sin. Mercy without end came to redeem us all, and to set the captive free. You have shown us with the cross how far love would go. This is how we know.
To find our strength and weakness, to glory in you, Jesus, holding to your truth. This is how we know you. The sacrifice, the highest price that only you could pay. This is how we know love, not because we first loved you, but because you first loved us, even in our sin. Mercy without end came to redeem us all, and to set the captive free.
Here's how we know love.
Ivan Parker, this is how we know. And, of course, you've not seen Sue Pointer here for a few weeks. And whenever she doesn't show up for the Sunday gospel show, I know something's not right. You know, she never misses more than one at you know, never two in a row. And as long as I announce it early enough where she could make plans, then she would be here. But right now she is battling. She is battling for her life. She had COVID-19, and she went to a hospital in Louisville for a couple of weeks, made it out of that. And the problem is she's got asthma too. So you can imagine what her lungs were going through. And then she got home and seemed to be doing better, listened to one program, and then she got worse again. And I didn't see her again for another couple weeks, and then got the notice from her daughter that she was back in the hospital with pneumonia and not doing well at all. We've been praying so hard for her, the folks that listen to this show, and people that I've made friends with on Facebook. I put her name up there, and they've been so wonderful to pray for her. But her daughter posted today, she said, "Today I turned Mom's ICU room into an Elvis concert with this little speaker. I caught a nurse singing along and a PCA tapping a toe. They had to increase the vent pressure to 10 from 8 today, and the oxygen from 60 to 90%. They changed the diuretic, and she will have a chest x-ray tomorrow. Also received a picture from a dear friend that was in her driveway to pray for her and needed to be close to her." And we're going to be praying for Sue Pointer. But right now, we're thinking of Sue Pointer and her love of Elvis and especially his gospel music.
How great thou art.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, Sue Pointer is on our minds as she battles for her life, Lord. We know that if she takes her last breath here, the next breath will be in heaven with you. That by her testimony. Lord, she loves you dearly. We pray tonight that you can extend her life here on earth a while longer. Father, give her the strength and the healing that she needs right now. Lord, we also pray for the Bennett family, friends of Roddy and Suzanne Boston. They suffered a tragic loss of the father of the family this week. Lord, we ask you to bring peace and comfort to all who knew and loved him. Let all feel your presence, Father. Hold them close. Father, we thank you for always hearing our prayers. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship and worship through all these great gospel songs. Father, please bless in a mighty way each one who listened tonight. Please touch each one that needs healing, peace, comfort, and provide the continued reassurance to all of us, Lord, during these uncertain times in which we're living. Father, I continue to ask for strength and healing for so many on my prayer list with COVID-19, cancer, and heart disease and other issues. Father, please wrap your arms around them. Let them feel your presence too, and give them the kind of peace and comfort that only you can provide, Lord. Father, bless and protect our healthcare workers, our first responders, and bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. All these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I can see you're hurting, and I know that you're in pain, and nothing in this life seems worthwhile. You've tried everything to bring you peace of mind. You're looking for someone to mend your broken life. Just one time. Thank you.
Karen Peck and New River in Just One Touch. I almost missed giving a shout out to Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. And she posted on my original post a comment on there, and I haven't been vigilant enough to scroll down to it. Also, Helen Sanders listening down, I believe, in Memphis, Tennessee. Would that be correct, Helen? And God bless you both. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Wish I would have got this a little bit sooner, but I did not, so please forgive me, okay? Guys, I'm going to wrap it up. I went over just a tad tonight, but I think you'll forgive me. I want to say thank you to each and every one who tuned in tonight. I get a blessing from the show. It's a battle sometimes to get it on the air, but I fight hard. And the old devil comes after me with everything on a Sunday and even on a Saturday if I start working on the show. So anyways, keep praying for me and for Terry. And please pray for Sue Pointer. I know you guys will. You know, she is so precious and has been a faithful listener of mine since I started in 1989, as you saw me post, in Somerset on the mainstream adult contemporary format down there at Lake 102. And didn't even know about that until later on. And she's always been so encouraging to me with my shows when I just think about, nah, I don't want to do them anymore. You know, she's always right there. Not, come on, you can do it. And giving me words of encouragement, giving me prayers. And she needs our prayers now. And thank you for praying for her so much. Going out tonight with Hillary Scott and the Scott family. Hope you got a blessing from the show. God bless each and every one of you. Have a super evening, what's left of it, and a great week coming up.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. There in paths that I must trod, I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me.
Come home, my child, it's the last mile.